Om Shanti. Welcome to another wonderful session in your home. And I suppose this session is continuing along the theme of well-being, feeling good within ourselves, taking care, and I suppose being able to pay attention to what's going on inside. So we have a special facilitator today, Sister Dorit. And so Sister Dorit's been in Gyan for 25 years and is from Israel. And Sister Dorit has been working mainly in the mental health field for quite some time as a mental health coach, and also uses various modes or practices to perform her work. One of them is CBT, cognitive behavior therapy, so helping, you know, people with a wide range of mental health challenges, anxiety, depression, schizophrenia. I work in mental health myself, so it's quite common language, all of these things. And but the topic's quite a bit more broad for today. It's the psychology of the soul and connection to Baba. Healing body, mind and emotions. So we're going to start with a special song, so a little bit more meditation, and the song contains a bit of the theme of what we'll be talking about. So if you'd like to give a warm appreciation, hand of applause for Sister Dorit. Beyond the mirror,
I am the pure potential of self, not becoming, being. I am not born, I do not end. I do not rise, I do not fall. I am the space where all appears and disappears.
I am Om Shanti. Welcome. So you came to a workshop interactive. So I would like that to be together. So you can really get something with this topic and the psychology of the soul. To discover more and more how to speak with your emotional and physical pain. Is it interesting for you? Yes, just to see, yes. Yeah, thank you. And embrace your inner child. Because we want to be angel child, so we have to embrace inner child and connect to the divine healing light, Baba, within your soul and an angel child. And I want to ask you, I didn't know how to open this workshop. And Baba gave the answer, you know, in the Murli. So what did he say at the essence? Sweet children, the biggest illness is body consciousness. It was taught this illness that there was the downfall, therefore flow become soul conscious. So we're going to talk about the illness. Is it okay? Yes, with me? You know, when we talk about it, so we can release it, so we'll see. And this illness of body consciousness is the biggest illness. So we want to, and that's our practice, but of course we have to remember the absolute, absolute surgeon is Baba. So we see how to connect the psychological side and Baba together. And so let's begin. So first of all, wait. It's not moving. It's not moving. So meanwhile, think about what is your goal for this session. That's what I did. Okay. What is your goal for this session? Only this session. Think about it and you can write it and see at the end of the workshop if you get something. For me, successful if you take something for yourself to practice during Madhuban or take home, because it has to be practical. That's my aim, to bring practical. So, so there is four approaches I would like to suggest. One is the body, the sensation. The other is inner world. It means thoughts, emotions, mental. And the other is higher self, spirituality, and soul and divine light, Baba's knowledge, of course. So I want to begin, or maybe you need more time for setting goal, purpose for this meeting. You know, if you are thinking and direct it, so I can assure you, you can succeed in what you want. So let's take half a minute to think about what is so important. Because you know, in Madhuban, a lot of sanskars arise, a lot of illness, yeah? So what is important now for you? You can look at yourself and see what you avoid or struggle. And I want to start with version sentences actually from Baba I collect for Murli's. And so this is our framework, okay? What Baba gives us. So it's from Baba to the soul. So Baba said, you and I met from the cycle. You belong to me and I belong to you, sweet child. You belong to the whole world, and the whole world belongs to you. Baba said, I'm so happy to see you. You are my beloved child. I love you very, very, very much. I hug you. I'm very, very, very pleased with you. I understand you and hug you. You belong to me and I belong to you. When you have me, you have everything. You are a blessed soul. Now you are enlightened. We are together. I make you bright, make you peaceful constantly. I make you wonderful and sweet. I make you wealthy, bright. You are a blessed soul. You have the highest role, the highest status, the highest honor, and the highest role, and the highest fortune. You are so good. You are lucky. So imagine if our parents say to us every day this kind of sentences. I understand you, you are lucky, you're so good, you, but you know, we have, so this is the ultimate love, okay? So what, let's say first of all, what is distinction between suffering and pain? Is suffering an optional? What do you think? Suffering is optional or no? Okay, yes, no? No answer also? No answer? No. Don't know. Okay. So let's see. Very, very simple. Pain, it's like information. You know, I cut my finger yesterday. Pain. The nerve, yes, pain. But did I suffer? When I suffer, it's the interpretation what I say to my pain. And I said, actually, because I wasn't so, I didn't pay attention, so I cut my finger. The moment I say something, criticize something about the pain, this is suffering. So now I'm asking, is suffering is option, is an option? Imagine, you know, it's really, it's things to think about it. Imagine that if there is no suffer, so no options, yes? No suffer, no vocabulary of suffer, only pain. So there is no options. But the moment we say option, so we can be or in suffer or in pain. So just think about it. For me, I prefer that the suffering is not an option. Because if it's not an option, it's not exist. But it's okay that it's an option and you can choose. So because we are going to talk about pain and to see that how we behave, react through the pain and how our parents and society thought us about pain, if it's allowed or no. So some, really, really, some of principle for releasing physical and emotional pain. So first of all, some principles. First of all, I, the soul, have the body, we know, but don't talk about the body. Don't talk about the body, talk to the body. Because the soul in the body, it's not separate. It's separate when we meditate. Okay? But the soul is in the body. So talk to the body, talk to the organs, talk to the feelings, and we are going to practice, experience it. And also, take into consideration that the nervous system remembers all memories. All memories, it's a data that the system, the nervous system remember. So everything stuck in the body through the nervous system. So every emotion and feeling registered is part of the body and seeks to release. And this is good news, yes? What do you think? It's a good news if we know it, if we know what part of the body we can release. And Baba is here all the time. It's not separate. So, what symptoms? So, you know, just name it. Headache, digestive problem, rapid heartbeat, trembling, cold, shivering, etc., etc. We know. If you think about it, so think about what you feel. The body reacts, remember and react. And react accordingly to thoughts and emotional and emotions. This is the connection. So emotions is in motion. It's a frequency. And if we know how to handle it, so we have more tools to handle it, with Baba, of course. So, I have a question. Yeah. Think about emotions. names of emotions. Okay, turn to your partner, and in 1 minute, I'll take time, in 1 minute, name at least 10 emotions, even 20. Okay? Turn to your partner and say, what emotion? Any emotion you would like. So turn to your partner and start, what emotion do you come? Any emotions. Now I have a question. What do you think is more a positive emotion? Who's declare positive emotion more than negative emotion? Positive, 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 positive. Good, good. A negative, more negative. 1, 2, 3. More negative, more negative. Yeah, it's yes. But I want to tell you something. There is no negative. Emotion is emotion. There is no negative emotion. Because the moment we say negative, we deny something in ourselves. We criticize ourselves because it's not nice. You know, usually, the mind knows only to pick up what is wrong. That's what he knows. He accepts for what is wrong. So what happened, because he wants to take care of us, so he said, well, dangerous, now I have I forgot the word. So, the moment something positive comes, the mind doesn't know, because he knows absence, he knows what's wrong, he knows the danger, the treatment. So, we have to shift, to shift our mind, that's what Baba talked to us and teach us. So, emotion, no negative emotion, and when you give to as if negative, it becomes a source and open the door for it to transform. Because the habit of us to neglect, to deny, because it's not nice, it's not convenient. We don't like to feel helpless, do we? We don't. Or guilt, do we? So we are, yes, so we suppress it. And more suppress. And what happened when we suppress the emotion? Pain. More pain, illness. That's what happened when we suppress emotion. So an emotion that turns a crisis into a tool and blessing. Imagine. So no negative. Do you agree? At least be with me. Yes? Yeah? With me? I don't see. I it's very nice for me to know that you are with me so I can be with you. Okay? I feel alone here. It's a negative. So I have to change. Okay, another thing, because I'm, in the meanwhile we are practicing, but at least grab it, what is about the emotion, to see that we want to give space, and even though you know that I'm writing to Baba my emotions, when it's, you know, anger or something, guilt. So, emotions come to show us what happened inside us. That's it. Very, very simple. But you know that the culture taught us not to feel, close the heart. And emotions are not our enemy. For me, this is the most important. They are not enemy. They are messenger to develop. Instant. See about yourself, about your body. What do you feel? Something in your throat, stomach. I have for 2 days a little bit not so convenient with my stomach. With the digestive system. And you know what it is? What is the symbol? What is the symbol? The digestive, if I'm taking too, it's something to release. Let go. Let go of something. Something old to something, towards something new. So if, let's say if I have here tight chest, it can be, it can be. Think about it. You don't have to take it, but think about it. It can be grief. If the neck is stiff, okay? So too much responsibility. Think about it. Lower back pain, it's a sense of unsupported fear, something with fear. So it's just sample to think about that every pain, every organ in the body has its own emotion and, of course, thoughts. So, you know, let's do a practice. Do you agree to talk to your body a little bit? Yes? Yes? You agree to at least experience and see what happened, okay? Good. So you can close your eyes. Just to understand that what we resist persists. So we want to release and to talk to the body. And say, my body, hello. I, the soul, talk to the body. Hello, body. I see you. I understand you. I understand that you are making a lot of effort for me to function. I choose you from the beginning with love. And please forgive me of what I gave burden on you. Forgive me that I didn't listen to your messages you have to give me. And I thank you of what you are doing for me. And I'm asking you gently, 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 renew yourself. Come back to the balance. Create harmony. So I, the soul, look at the body now. And what is the feeling? So instead of saying what's wrong with the body, I'm finding something good. in the body and relates to the body. You come to resist the body, accept it. And heal the body with love. And now, choose organ in the body. It can be head, leg, something in the body, maybe it's hurt, there is pain. Just feel where is in the body. What is the emotional pain in this area that you choose? And talk to him specifically. To the organ. It can be even the liver. It can be even the whatever. The lungs. The heart. So say, I talk about the heart. But you can choose whatever organ. And talk to him. Heart. My beloved heart. I see you. I feel you. And also I pay attention to my breathing. I understand you. I know that so many things to burden on you. And you did so much effort. So much, so many years. So thank you for your efforts. Dear love, dear love, dear heart. I'm paying attention if something I let go, release. Because it's a conversation of letting go, positive conversation with the body, with the organs, and actually with the nervous system. Because the energy now flow. So check while breathing. From the head, along the body, if you feel something, maybe warm, maybe tingling, sensation, something, a little, little. And now bring Baba from up above to the soul. Rays, golden rays, healing rays, cleaning, purifying. To the body. So all the body. So there is Baba, the soul and the body. Just observe what is the feeling. If there is a flow, something light, how is the heart or the organ that you choose? Breathe to this organ. Bring Baba's light. Om Shanti. There is a connection between the body, emotion, thoughts. There is a connection between pain, physical pain and emotional pain. We can start working through physical pain or through emotional pain. Is there anybody who wants to share what is the feeling? Damian, the microphone. Yeah. Thank you.
And I just want to let people know this is being recorded, the audio, so if you are asking a question, you don't necessarily have to share your name and country, but you can also if you don't mind.
Who wants to share? You, so come, you can come.
And if you speak another language, you can bring your translator as well.
But meanwhile, I'll ask, do you feel something light, something happened? Just to know if yes or no. Something a little bit lighter, something flow, yes? Okay. What?
Liberated from pain.
Liberated from pain. Wow. Really? Wow. Yeah, things happen. Thanks. Great. Yeah. You can come to the microphone.
My name is Shivam Malar. I'm from Malaysia. I just would like to a little more information. As we are aging, we have, it has been said there's hormonal imbalance. So, can you help to connect with our emotions? What level? How many? I think at all levels.
Yes, it's all levels. But in the end, we can relate to question. Just share what happened if you feel something during this. Okay. So emotion associated with rejection. That's
a sister Alfia from church. She wants to share that she felt some heat in her chest.
In her?
Heat.
Heat. In her heart.
During the practice, she felt very warm.
Wow.
Yes. How? So the chest was opened and some very warm vibration emotions came out from
yeah.
it.
Baba.
And yes, yes, still, she's still shaking.
Wow. Great, great. So if you don't, if you, okay. Yes.
I'm Shanti. My name is Sonia, and during the exercise, I kept what seemed like falling asleep, but I was completely aware and I could hear you. And I kind of had a very intense feeling of letting go, and just very, very relaxed. And a few images came across, a few images. But it was mainly squiggly lines, like geometrical lines. But yeah, all in all, it was a very kind of relaxing experience for me. Thank you.
Great, great. Thank you for sharing. It gives inspiration. And even if someone didn't feel something, it's okay, because it takes practice and practice and practice. So emotion associated with rejection. Would you agree? Do you like to feel sadness? No. Yes? Yes? No. 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 So what happens when we don't like to feel? We suppress it. We reject it, we suppress it, and then things happen when something we suppress. So there is some examples from, let's say, deep childhood pain. We are going to do a very nice demonstration about inner child. So a feeling like they don't want me from the start. I'm not going to ask who feel this. That ever the thought. My parents don't want me from the start. There is a, yeah. If you courageous, so you can, okay, thank you. Insult. Not only did they not accept me, they didn't see the good in me. Who is courageous to say thank you? Yes. Shame. We don't like to feel like this, you know, it's so hidden. And because it's so hidden, we don't feel ourselves really as who we are. And we know who we are, yes? So, shame. If they reject me, there must be something wrong in me. Yes? Oh, more hands. Good. Thank you. Sadness. For what wasn't and won't be. Sadness. And it's very, very human, really. Not the soul. The soul is pure, originally. But what to do in the body? Loneliness. A deep feeling of disconnection, even in the presence of people. I raise my hand. I feel it. This is me. Envy. For others who get a place. Familiar with you? Why they don't see me, they don't invite me. Yes? We know it, no? Everybody know it. So this is the mechanism of rejection. It's so, so it's like a stone. And we want to release, we want to let go, we want to give space to emotion. And that's what we are going to do now. Even more, every emotion has physical home. Home, it means body. So rejection is in the heart. It's in the shoulders. So this is the feeling is loneliness. Guilt, it's in abdomen, lower abdomen. Guilt. It's very interesting to investigate. And you can feel dizziness, heaviness, internal pain, sadness, it's in the lungs and eyes, fear, it's in the kidney and legs, so on. So if we are understand the mechanism of the body, the emotion and thoughts and behavior. You know, even today Baba said, look at your behavior, because the behavior is a result of thoughts, emotion. So look at the behavior. Anger. Did you know that it's in the liver? Anger is in the liver, etc., etc. So, a little bit more about thoughts. So, see again what you relate. So, you can really gain something from this workshop. Sadness, I feel bad about what happened. This is sadness. I feel bad. Yes? I feel bad. Something, I feel bad. It's not right. Anger, I didn't get what I wanted. Yes, this is... No? Only one, two, three? Anger. No anger. Fear. I want to know what will happen. Fear. Or anxiety. I want to know what happened. I can't stand to be uncertainly. I can't. I have to know. Yes? Who joined me? All the perfectionism looks after perfectionism. Rejection we talked about. So it takes courage to feel what I carry within me. It takes courage. So let's do another exercise. This? Guilt is disconnection from being a messenger of light. Guilt. Can I say that we know what is guilt and what is feel, what is guilt, but is disconnected us from the light, from Baba. The moment I feel these kind of emotions, and we say there is no negative emotion, but it's stuck in the body, in the nervous system, and then pain, and then illness. And fear is understanding the light has come to strengthen me, so to see the positive in it. If I fear, there is possibility, there is an option. Okay? So every motion is a gateway to our destiny. What is our destiny? We know. Of course, everybody knows. So fear to faith, Baba talked about so much, because he knows that we have so much fear. Envy, from lack into revelation of a mission, to find our mission instead of envy, instead of comparing. Worry, trust the process, trust the situation, that if situation come to me, I should learn something. There is a beneficial for me. What is my belief? Not look to others. Look at myself and develop trust. Anger, a call of change. Sadness, from feeling of loss into gateway to inner tenderness and soul connection. Because soul can't feel sadness. No. But if I allow to emotion to be, something happened. Hatred, true love. So simple, it's simple, yes? But it's doable. So let's practice releasing emotion. Now tell me what you prefer, to talk, to deal with anger or shame. So I shame. Shame, because there is so, I don't see, and shame. Okay. Prepare yourself, take a deep breath, okay? It's a mixed method. What I did, it's a mixed method to release emotion. So it's guilt release sequences, four sequences, four methods I put in this kind. So relax and flow with the, you know, what's going and all the methods with Baba, of course. So a feeling of guilt, it's a, as I said, it can be on the throat, in the throat, chest, belly, head, back. So ask yourself, from 0 to 10, what is the number for you, the guilt, the shame or guilt? And take 3 good breaths. So what is the rate for you? 1 until 10, 9. Okay. So you can close your eyes gently. Take another breath just to be, you know, to stabilize ourselves with myself, not with others, just me, the soul. And I'm using a Ho'oponopono for guilt now. And I say to myself, close eyes. I'm sorry for punishing myself or abandoning myself, or carrying heavy shoulders on myself. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me for self-criticism. Forgive me for trying to control through guilt. Please forgive me. Thank you for the good intention underneath guilt. Thank you for the good intention underneath guilt, to be loving, to be responsible, caring, and for the lesson. I love you. I love you even with mistakes. I love you. Even with mistakes, I choose compassion over punishment myself. I choose compassion over punishment. And Baba says, and I, the soul, said, in Baba's light, I am pure. Baba cleans me, cleans this guilt, and restores my self-respect, peace, and lightness. In Baba's light, I am pure. Another method for guilt, for shame, guilt, is a Carl Jung shadow, how he works with guilt. And asking myself, who do I feel I must be to be loved? Who do I feel I must be to be loved? Perfect? Perfect one? Responsible one? This is the persona. And there is a shadow like Maya. The shadow represents the question, what part of me is not allowed? What part of me is not allowed? Needing support, it's not allowed. Tiredness, anger, needing to say something. What part of me is not allowed? And what is guilt trying to prevent? Think about it. With closed eyes, what is guilt trying to prevent? Criticism? Rejection? Disappointing? The guilt has its own role. What is the part? We are not against it. What is the gift inside the shadow? What is the gift inside the rejection? What is the gift inside the tiredness? What is the gift inside the anger, the needing to say, the needing support? What is the gift? Maybe boundaries? To put boundaries? Maybe rest? Maybe rest? Maybe dignity? What is the gift behind the shadow? And the cleaning, the upgrades of guilt, how to integrate. So, I can say to myself, I can correct without punishing me. This is integration. I can correct. It's a responsibility with self-respect. I can correct without punishing myself. And I'm saying to Baba, Baba, cleanse this shadow and return its gift to me in purity. Cleanse this shadow and return its gift to me in purity. I am a soul, stable, clean, and powerful. I am a soul, stable, clean, and powerful. I can correct without punishing myself. Checking what is the feeling now. Maybe Baba has something to say to me now. Just giving a space to guilt, the emotion, it's just emotion. So what Baba has to say to me? And if the inner child feels that he is not good enough and he feels guilt, I say to him, I the soul, connect to Baba, say to the inner child, you are not alone. See you. I understand you. I feel you. You belong. We are together. You are free. We can put our hand in our heart. Breathe to the heart. Now, Baba, give this child love and safety. And I'm saying, I, the soul, say to Baba, your light feels here calm and restores her sense of belonging. Thank you. Thank you. I'm taking another breath, deep breath. Om Shanti. I want to summarize. So everything begins with Baba's divine light, the true source of healing. He's a surgeon, yes? We know. And the path is becoming soul conscious and connect to Baba. Notice the patterns of naming emotion, thoughts, feeling, pain, the body, observation, inner dialogue, realization, and again reconnect to Baba. Starting from Baba, reconnect to Baba. I have another, maybe you can see it. You see? Yeah, you can see with a small one. Small. So this is the process you can practice if you like. So there is more and more methods. But I think now I stop, and if we have questions or sharing about the process, yes. You don't have to say your name, so it's okay. It's on audio.
So I just want to say thank you very much for the process that you've taken us through. And first of all, I wanted to say that I was fascinated. I just really was curious to see what the content of the psychology of the soul had to offer me. I have a question, but I want to say something leading up to the question. I had all of those issues you mentioned. I can say wholeheartedly that in my life, throughout my life, I've experienced those issues as a child, from childhood growing up. And so I'm really grateful for the experiences because they've made me who I am today. And there's one particular situation that I wanted to mention. So I spent quite a bit of time with my grandmother as a child, and I felt that was my first experience of abandonment, and it kind of went very, very, very deep indeed. And not only that, but she punished me. She used corporal punishment, for example, to discipline me. She would hit me to discipline me. And recently, I attended a silence retreat, which was very, very, very deep indeed, extremely deep. For several days, no device, no notebook, no pens, no nothing. Basically, just total silence and being in soul consciousness, but for being able to exercise and walk about. So for me, it gave me an opportunity to go very, very deep. And one of the evenings, I had a dream night. I had a dream about my grandmother hitting me. And I remembered looking at her, and I said to her, "No, you don't do that anymore." And she became the child, and I became the wise one. And she stopped, looked at me, and she was in a total state of peace, no anger, no upset. It was almost as if I became the wise one. Isn't it interesting? And I came out of the experience thinking, wow, is this my inner child? And so, the question is, yes, I know. So my question is, how would you describe the inner child in relation to the soul,
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. For the courage to share. Thank you very much. I think this is the process, and Baba helps you during the, how many years you are in Gyan? 20, yeah. It's a completion. It's a completion process. It's amazing. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. You get to the core, you get to the core with this dream. You finish it. So, yeah, yeah. But you know what? What we are going through, it strengthened us to become like this, the angel child. Because I myself was abandoned also, so I know myself, and I know it depends how we take it. You know, it's again not reject it, not suppress it, not ignore it, embrace it, and then and you embrace it. Okay, so this is the healing process with Baba, of course. So you did, yeah, yeah. So you develop the mother for her. The mother. You, in the dream, that's what I feel. You are, now it exchanged, she's not your grandmother, you are the her mother. Yes, related? Good. Okay, question, sharing. Are you tired? You are tired? Yes, Rosie. You are sad? Happy? Something? Numb? What? I can't hear, I'm sorry. What? The question? Yes. Yeah. Ah, so you want? The remember. Okay, it's awaken. Awaken. I hope that I understand. Let's see.
Yeah.
Because
so
there
it's
is
recorded,
something.
So you might be able to get a recording. I think we might be uploading.
Because
uploading
there is
the recording,
there is something that
YouTube.
I.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah, I was just going to say. I think the recording is going to be added to YouTube. Was a conversation. So, the process would be on that. Is there extra questions?
Yes, but it was written, but it's I add to it, so I don't remember. Yeah, okay, sorry. Yes, okay, because some question it's emerged through the process that I conduct, and some I in advance, so I don't remember. Yes, yeah, thank you. Are you in shock? No. Silence. Maybe this is it. Silence. You know, when you share not only for yourself, it's for yourself, but it's for other inspiration. And Do you think it's a...
Sister Anna, 33 years in Gyan. And being so many years in Gyan, I was feel shame that I still have such those feelings that you mentioned before. And I didn't know how to cope, how to deal with those all negative feelings, and I felt about myself very bad. And you helped through all this process change that very attitude towards that feelings. To better understand how to better understand the inner world, what's happening in it. And you made it like in a very accurate way.
And because as a body consciousness, I have to remodel him, reparent him. That's what I'm doing to the inner child. I'm loving. Love is for the inner child. And Baba purify us. So for me, as I see, it's an angel child with Baba. And the inner child is from body consciousness. So it's from body consciousness to soul consciousness. It's all the time like this. And bring Baba. This is maybe the newness, I don't know, to combine it, to say, well, it's okay, there is body consciousness. It's not bad thing, no. We're still in body. What to do? What to do? Every day we have things in the body, with the pain in the body, with the emotion, thoughts, everything. This is inner world, and Baba is the protector, and he is the loving, purifying. So, together. Oh, company. Do you want to say something? Okay. Wow, thank you. And Sarah, would you like to say something? Everybody knows Sarah? Sure.
Om Shanti. It reminded me quite a lot of some of the self-compassion processes. There's a similar one called Soften, Soothe, Allow. But I think what I really liked is the way you very directly connected a lot of very common emotions with our childhood neglect. And often if you have that kind of emotional or physical neglect, which is very, very common in Kali Yuga, you're so young, it's subconscious really. That feeling that somehow I'm not good enough and I found that really fascinating, that sense of, you know, Baba's saying, you're an angel, and yet this subconscious conditioning is saying, no, you're not good enough. And there's this gap. And I really like that question of what is it that your guilt doesn't want you? It's almost like the guilt is stopping you being, you're really shining, being that angel that shines. And I often look at that in myself. I call it like my self-sabotage, you know, and I'm curious, what's underneath that? And I think it is this very early message that you got from your parents somehow that you were
born. We didn't born depression, we didn't born guilt, we didn't. Yeah. It's developed.
And then, so to have to really name it, so and to see where it resides in the body, and then bring Baba's light into that. I will definitely go back and listen to the process in the recording, and practice it again, because I think there's some deep secret in there to, as you say, really coming out of that early conditioning, and really to for the heart to really accept the way Baba sees us. So I think it's a lovely process, very deep, and but also something that we all understand. We all have these experiences of childhood. So very useful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? What is my thought now? A little bit criticizing. Why? I have a lot to say to you. More. I have to give more. Like, you see, instead of be satisfied now. Okay, it's okay. Everything is fulfilled. No. But I didn't did this. But I didn't. And I prepared this. No, I think it's too much. I think, yeah. The feeling is it's enough. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Good. Oh yes. Thank you. you. Yeah. I'm sorry. It was yesterday the presentation made. Thank you. And you know what? When you say this, you know previously? Oh, correct now, correct. That's what the focus of correcting, you know what I mean? Like, no, it's a joy, so it's okay, yes? Yes, sure, gladly, I send to you.
Sister's name, Vera, 20 years in Gyan.
Okay, see her face, and also, who is talking here? Come, and you also, it's like blossoming. I think Baba wants this face like this, so everybody can influence only by this face, no? This is real.
She says that she felt very warm energy in her body as well. Very good, so nice. She's feels very warm inside. So, and Baba lifted her as a little child, as angel, walking around to Baba's rock. So. And now I know the method. If I will feel myself something bad or sadness, I know the method now. So, okay.
You know, if you take even one thing from this session, let's say to identify the emotion, just this, yes? Identify the emotion, sadness, and be with the sadness 5 minutes, that's it. Breathe. Even this is enough, and the energy, as you heard, it's like flow. That's it. That's what happened. Simple. Yes, simple. Another one. Devi Ratzit. Ratzit Lishatef? Ah. Yes, sure.
Yeah, Om Shanti.
You know, I have another idea if you want to take it. So you can visualize a picture of your childhood, like 4 years old, 5, 6, whatever. But you like the picture, you like yourself, and see it, and then during the process, love. I see you, I feel you, I understand you. We are together. You are not alone. Not anymore. We are together. That's it. So see and talk to him. See and talk. Because visualization is emphasized more the connection. So it's another way. There is more. Maybe next year, maybe. Who knows? Oh, good. I want to show you another picture. Also process, I didn't show. We can finish with a song, nice song. You see this? You can copy and learn it. It's a process that what we have been done. And I have another one, so you can take picture and study it by yourself. Okay, so another one, the last one. No, it wasn't. It was the last. Okay, you took a picture, yes. And this, so we have the flow. Supreme Soul, the soul, inner world, you know, thoughts, emotion, mental, and the body. So this was the process that we have as a little. Can we hear the song with Drishti, with all together, with open heart? Yes.